April the 10th, 2014, 6:45 p.m. at home in Bradford. It's been a fast but hard day at work today because I've been covering teachers pretty much the entire day. I don't know if I've ever actually explicitly said what my job is here on Audioboo, so I will just let you know. I'm what's called a HLTA, a high-level teaching assistant. I qualified as a teacher, a fully-fledged teacher, back in 2006. I worked as a teacher for nearly 2 years and then decided that I needed a life. So I did supply for about 6 months, and that was brilliant. But supply isn't a regular guaranteed income. So I took a job as a HLTA at the school I'm at now and haven't really looked back. Being a HLTA means I do spend a lot of time kind of helping teachers out like a normal teaching assistant would. But the key thing is I can teach classes. So usually I cover teachers, sometimes teachers who are ill the first day of illness, or if they have planning time, I cover for them then, or if they're in meetings or have training, I cover for them then. So basically it saves the school and the taxpayer a lot of money because it means the school doesn't have to spend a fortune on supply teachers. Which it's pretty good. I do enjoy my job, that's my job. And today was one of the days where there's been a lot of training going on, and a lot of teachers needing a lot of planning time. With it being the end of the term, that tends to happen a lot. So I've been covering their classes a lot, pretty much all day, apart from 1 hour when I had some training myself. It was all about mental maths methods, and basically it was to teach the children, well, telling us to teach the children as many different ways of doing mental maths as possible. Say, for example, if you were doing 29 add 47, you'd probably move the numbers around, so you'd do 47 add 29, but instead of adding 29, you'd add 30, then take one away. That's one way you could do it. Another method you could do it is you could do 47, then you could add the 20, then you could add the 9. And they were encouraging us to, when we're working with the children on such problems, to let them come up with as many different ways as they can and find a method that works for them. Sounds awfully familiar, and it sounds familiar because that's what I've been doing for the last 5 years! It all just comes full circle. You get told what you're doing is wrong, so then you do it a different way, and then you get told what you were doing before was right, so you do it the old way. And everything in education constantly changes, and it's because it's harder to hit a moving target. If schools are changing, that looks like progress. So they're always constantly changing. The thing is, this method of teaching maths where we, you know, show children all the options, I love it, because that's why maths is beautiful, because there's so many ways of coming to the same solution. That's what makes maths exciting. But our friend Mr. Gove, who is very popular with teachers as you've probably seen on Facebook, our friend Mr. Gove wants children to be able to do maths with one method. He wants children to leave school with one reliable method for doing calculations that works. Weirdly, I can understand where he's coming from. There are too many children leaving school without being able to add, take away times or divide. I left primary school without being able to divide properly. But I think if you teach kids that there's only one method, and that's the method you've got to use, that just takes all the fun and joy out of it. Oh man, I've gone on about work and maths for about 5 minutes, and again, I didn't intend to do that. What I really came on here to leap on and talk about is Coca-Cola. Now, I mentioned this last week, and yesterday actually, that I had a little opinion brewing on Coca-Cola. Because as I cycle to work, I pass by kind of an advertising board in the city centre. And this week, that advertising board has been displaying an advert for Coca-Cola. And it says, I've actually took a picture of this offending item, and I'll share it attached to this booth. But it says something like, "Happiness has a new bottle." And the old Coca-Cola bottle, the big 2 litre bottle, is like in a shadow. And in front of it is the brand new, curvy, sexy bottle of Coke. And it's got, in a little circle, 1.75 litres. Now that's the outrage. Right, why are you advertising to me as if the fact that I'm getting less Coke is a good thing? That is not happiness. That is less Coke. And I don't like less Coke. I hate how companies use new improved or new taste or new flavour or new bottle or new packet, new wrapper as an excuse for giving us less for our money. I spit on your 1.75 litre bottle of Coke. My very first boo on Audio Boo was talking about why Coke is inferior to Pepsi. And this kind of... this kind of behaviour from the Coca-Cola Corporation makes me hate them even more. Have you seen as well these disgraceful cans of Coke that are the same size as Red Bull cans, the 250ml cans? What are they doing? Why is everyone trying to give me less of the good stuff? Right, it seems in 2014, ever since New Year started, the latest demon, the latest thing that's going to kill me, it's no longer smoking or drinking. They're not too bad now. No, the thing that's going to kill me is sugar. I must avoid sugar at all costs because it's not just going to rot my teeth anymore. Oh man, sugar's going to pickle my organs somewhat good. I'm sure it is. I'm doomed because of sugar. And the world seems to be forcing me into eating less sugar and drinking less sugar. And I barely drink alcohol. I don't smoke at all. I don't do any kind of recreational or illegal drugs. Can't I just have one vice? Can't I just enjoy the odd nice big bottle of fizzy pop? Like, Dr. Pepper is the finest drink in the world. It's nectar of the gods. And Pepsi isn't too far behind it. Coke I can take or leave, but this tendency towards smaller, it doesn't please me. It doesn't please me at all. If you go to America, it's brilliant. All the bottles and cans are massive! Huge! And I love that! Like, people might say, "Oh, but big drinks are unhealthy for you." Well, I have a choice about how much I want to drink. If I decide that a 400-gallon bottle of Coke is too much for me, I'll only drink a little bit of it, and I'll save the rest, because I have a bit of self-control. It's my choice! I want 2 litres of Coke. 2 litres isn't that much. The bottles in America are bigger. But at least give me that. I just worry. I don't want my drinks taken away from me. I don't want to have to drink Coke or Pepsi out of tiny little Red Bull cans. I don't want stupid curved 1.75 millilitre bottles. I want a big, beefy bottle. It worries me. I lie awake at night wondering, are my bottles of Coke going to get smaller in the future? Maybe I should just grow old and start drinking tea and coffee. Oh well. I'm going to pour myself a nice, big, huge glass of whatever fizzy stuff I can find. And then I'm going to go to bed. Thanks for indulging me once again. I will try and stop ranting here very soon. Easter holidays begin tomorrow. Whoop, 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 whoop.